Kyrie. Horford sets the screen. That frees Kyrie for a three, and he drills it.
This is Kyrie Irving.
Oh, that was pretty to watch. Moves it back to Kyrie for a corner three, and that's good. And Kyrie is locked in right now.
This is Kyrie Irving on the home of the Boston Celtics, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Toucher and Rich.
Ah, sick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, the Masters is beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, and something that goes along in lines of what you're about to say. I didn't notice this last night watching the Bruins-Tampa Bay game. But Dan O'Brien told me this in the other room. And maybe you guys noticed this because I did not. Is that anytime a member of the opposing team is sent to the penalty box, over the loudspeakers, and I guess they've been doing this for several months now, over the loudspeakers, they broadcast, "To the pit of misery," and the entire crowd goes, "Dilly dilly!"
Oh,
and that's
Jesus.
Something that they
it's
now...
awful.
Okay, so you noticed that last night?
I noticed it twice, and that almost made me turn the game off.
Okay, all right. So
then I said, you know what, welcome to Tampa.
Right, it is very Tampa of them to do that. But that has become a thing. As a matter of fact, you can go right now online, and there are Tampa Bay Lightning Dilly Dilly shirts. Now, whether or not that's kind of caught on for a bunch of different teams, I have seen one that had Bill Belichick on it that said Billy Billy at the bottom of it.
Very clever.
But the Masters is known for having ridiculous rules about not being able to move at any pace faster than a slow walk. There are certain things about not being able to sell your badges on a secondary market. There's all sorts of weird... You can't bring your phone in. So they did, however, pass one rule that it was revealed yesterday that I think we can all get behind, Fred.
Yeah, I am reading this from Bro Bible via Maxim.com, so it's a douchebag sandwich. I don't know what Bro Bible is.
I think this was originally reported by a legit reporter.
No, it was, but I'm just telling you that I'm reading it from Bro Bible.
Well, if it's the Bible for bros.
Yeah, and then Maxim, which is really relevant. It's like Playboy, but they got clothes on.
I'm not trying to be like, one way or the other, but they honestly don't sell. Does Maxim still sell physical copies?
I don't know.
Okay.
That would be an airport situation, and I don't know.
Okay.
My eyes would just go past it. So it says, the copywriter of this campaign for Bud Light, God bless Bud Light, nothing wrong with Bud Light, but the copywriter must have had some sort of access into idiots' brains to come up with this campaign, because it makes no sense. I don't understand why this is caught on to such a degree. I can't fathom it. It's not funny. It doesn't make any sense. But regardless, the golfers are upset. They say, Ricky Fowler says, "I may be a fan favorite, but they weren't holding back. The normal boos for missing a green, that's fine, but leave the heckling to a minimum. They're just talking about their complaints that they've had this year." Justin Thomas said, "I guess they think it's funny."
Rory McIlroy's been like the big torchbearer.
Well,
Rory
McIlroy wants to limit alcohol sales, which is, hey, you want the crowd to hate you? There you go, Rory. Start saying, trying to get in people's personal business and legislate their behavior. That's a really good way to win over the fan base.
That being said, golf tournaments is where I've seen some of the sloppiest behavior.
Yes.
I mean, it's like I've seen people like passed out in bushes at golf tournaments.
Because you can't go 2 feet without some place with free booze in it.
Yeah, everyone's in their backyard, and like it's like a huge party.
No, and they have those massive trailers. I don't know if they do at the Masters, if they have those trailers, but they did at the Deutsche Bank back in the day, and it's just free booze. But, the Augusta National staff have been handed a sheet of a list of sayings that are prohibited.
I'd like to see this sheet. I want to, because I've been looking all over for the actual sheet of things
it's
that you
Masters.
Can't say.
It's like in a safe... 10 feet underground.
I think one of the phrases is equality for all. I think that'll get it kicked out of the
right
Masters.
Up at the top in quill pen.
Right. Or membership maybe, for everyone.
That's right.
Now you're out of here.
No.
Sorry.
Maybe it's an ad for Long John Silver's, which is right next to Augusta National. I've been handed a sheet with the sayings that are prohibited. I'm told dilly dilly is one of them. Patrons who shout out these phrases will be removed immediately. And I'm all for that.
Yeah, you should be removed from any sporting event if you yell the word dilly-dilly.
For yelling dilly-dilly. Now, the thing with Tampa is that if it's sponsored, then I understand it. If it's a Bud Light sponsorship, good for Tampa, but shame on the fans.
For all going along with it and making it a thing.
Can someone call in 617-779-0985 and explain to me the dilly-dilly phenomenon? I don't understand any of it. I'm becoming older and crotchier as the days go on. I don't find any of this interesting.
Like, I understood the, because I'm trying to think of the last, like, catchphrase beer thing.
Like, what's up?
Okay, I understood that. First time he's like,
it was sort of
funny.
Funny.
It's like, I'll just talk that way. And,
right.
Okay, and everyone's looking at him like, you guys are idiots. But the dilly-dilly thing, it just sounds to me, it's like, here's something repeatable. I'll repeat it.
That's, and you know the meetings that went on at the ad agency.
Well, by brilliant people.
No, absolutely. But, like, the things that they said about people that would repeat this phrase. All right, so who are we going after? Really dumb people. Like, just sheep. Lemmings. That just will do anything that you ask. All right, what's something without too many syllables? What's something that's monosyllabic that we can give them? That they'll repeat, like, just for no reason.
Boing, boing.
Yeah. It's been done. I mean, can you imagine the focus groups in all that went into this campaign and the things that the people that were involved in this campaign were saying about people that would say this phrase? I mean, they were saying awful stuff. Like, if you're a company like Bud Light, and God bless it, again, Bud Light, fantastic company. Budweiser, the king of beers, they say. But the amount of time and money that goes into one of these massive campaigns for a company like Bud Light is just amazing. And I can only, if you've ever had a job where you're talking about and you're just like, how do we go after this really dumb?
I got a buddy who's been wanting to go to the Masters, obviously, his whole life. And, like, his father's, like, getting older, and it's, like, one thing you want to do. So he was able to surprise his father, and he got two badges. They're going to this one. And he called me, and he goes, hey, I know you've been down to Augusta before. Can you tell me a good place to eat? I just said, no.
Yeah.
Applebee's. I said,
the Olive Garden doesn't do it for you?
Do you understand?
Where
it would be
is.
Like dropping the most beautiful golf course
the
in the world
Lisa
into
like,
the worst part of Worcester.
Yeah,
like literally, you just there's nothing there. Like, I mean, there's a Shoney's, I think, right before you turn in. There might be a Burger King, but it probably closed down. Now, I know there's a Hooters there because John Daly used to do appearances during the during the Masters.
He would put his big trailer in the Hooters parking lot. Mac, go ahead.
Steak and eggs, boys.
What's up?
Hey.
All right, so this dilly-dilly thing, I think it's completely stupid. I mean, I go to college, right, and you can't go to any class without hearing some dope screaming dilly-dilly.
Do you understand? But why? Like, why is that the thing?
Honestly, I think it's honestly just marketing. You know, they're like, all right, let's see all these college dopes. Let's see what they can repeat. And then underage drinking. I don't know.
All right, I don't know about that.
I guess someone at the Houston Open kept yelling Philly, Philly at Phil Mickelson last week.
Well, he didn't say dilly dilly. He said Philly, Philly. His name's Phil.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, go ahead.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
Just quick on this dilly dilly thing. When they went to market with this and tested it, it was a miserable failure. Everybody that they interviewed and surveyed for it said, don't do it. Budweiser went against the market testing and actually decided to use it. And I personally think there's nothing behind it other than pure luck that they decided to go with it, and it's now caught on. The commercials certainly don't hurt the cause for what they're doing, because the commercials are fantastic.
Yeah, you see, the things outside of the dilly-dilly part are, you know, fairly clever. Like, I don't find that part's clever. Like, you know, the guy wants the wizard to turn everything into beer. You can have ultimate power. Okay, I get that.
No, if it exists in a vacuum and it's just something they say in a commercial, that's great. I don't understand the idea of repeating it as if you're doing something wonderful.
All right, somebody just sent me, if you go to the Villanova site, what do you think the T-shirt needs?
Philly, Philly,
Philly, Philly. Yes, there's a Philly, Philly shirt.
Well, saw that during the final four.
If I'm the ad company, I'm suing them all. Here's the CBS Sports Minute with Boomer, brought to you by South Shore Bank. Boomer sends a special birthday shout-out to his former offensive coordinator, Ralph Friedgen. He's giving...
Fridge!
Ralph Friedgen, who I believe was he at Georgia Tech for a time?
He was at Maryland, I believe, with Zolak.
Oh, yeah, he was super fat. I remember Ralph Friedgen. Okay, so here's a big story about Ralph Friedgen.
Dizzy! I'm really dizzy!
Thatcher and Rich.
Oh, my God!
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. One final note on these... dilly-dilly thing. The Anheuser-Busch InBev Chief Marketing Officer Miguel Patricio was interviewed and it says, what the hell does dilly-dilly mean? He says, dilly-dilly doesn't mean anything. That's the beauty of it. I think that we all need our moments of nonsense and fun. And I think that dilly-dilly in a way represents that. A lot of people asked me, how did you prove that? To tell you the truth, we never expected this to be so successful. It didn't test well. We did that ad actually because of the new season of Game of Thrones coming. But when we tested, it didn't test that well. We said consumers will get it. Boy, you were right. And especially with repetition, we have a chance here for this to become big. So we went against the research and we gave it a chance to Dilly Dilly, and we are so happy.
Jeez, give that guy a raise.
I think that, yeah, right. I think that one of the proofs of success nowadays from a cultural standpoint is when you go to Amazon and you don't do anything, there are people already selling T-shirts. 2 weeks ago, I went on Amazon. There were like 10 different types of Dilly Dilly T-shirts. I said, yes, that's it. It's become cultural currency.
Yep, it's everywhere now. Absolutely everywhere.
Well, listen, that guy's brilliant. He somehow figured out that people will repeat anything that they hear enough. So listen to Thatcher and Rich. Listen to Thatcher and Rich. Listen to Thatcher and Rich. Alexa, play Thatcher and Rich. All right. Is there anything you particularly want to do here?
Yeah, I do want to do this because I just love the fact that you've got one of the best players in baseball right now. He is playing for the New York Yankees, and everyone obviously was very excited. In his first game, Giancarlo Stanton goes up, hits two home runs. Everyone loves the guy. And how quickly they turn in New York. This is from yesterday. This is, he struck out, what, five times?
Yes. They call it the platinum sombrero, which is a term I've never heard before.
The golden sombrero is four, so you had to figure they upped their game.
Had you ever
bit.
Heard platinum sombrero
never.
Before?
Neither golden sombrero we've all heard before.
Yes. I've never Not heard platinum. Of the platinum sombrero.
No.
So let's take a listen. This is the great fans of New York after one of the best players in baseball strikes out five times.
And a cut and a miss. He strikes them out. Today that Stanton has struck out. That's the first time in his career he struck out five times in a game.
As he gets booed off the field.
Right.
It's not even a weekend. Was that their official home opener?
Yes.
Too?
First okay. one got snowed out, got so snowed they delayed until yesterday. So
it was perfect there. Conditions yesterday in New York.
And yeah. It was like exactly like it was here yesterday.
Yeah, welcome to New York.
38 and raining.
Yeah, so it was 38 and raining.
And it was raining the entire day. There was no breakup of it. The weather we got yesterday afternoon where it rained from like 2 until 10,
yeah.
That was what it was like at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Giancarlo Stanton is welcome to New York, and anyone who's going to play in New York, just remember that. Remember that's, that moment.
Well, that's Baker Mayfield, as apparently Baker Mayfield has a list of reporters who he feels are unfair or mean, and so the idea of him going to New York, because for a long time the narrative was he would be perfect for New York, he's mm-hmm. a big personality, he you know has played at a high level, he's played in big games, he'd be able to handle the situation, but when you start hearing about someone who's sensitive about the press, playing in New York City is not a good place for him.
No, it's going to be horrendous. Now, I know that, are you excited that your man Geno Smith is now out of this? He can finally flourish by going to San Diego? Or not San Diego, going
LA.
To L.A.?
He's going
to
L.A.
That's right, to Chargers.
I was unaware that he was going to the L.A. Chargers.
Well,
that didn't make many headlines.
I saw that. He won't get punched anymore, you know?
Yeah. He was never in a good situation. I will give that to Geno Smith, is that he was never in a good situation. He was never given a proper chance.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't get to see any of that game yesterday that Giancarlo Stanton was. I've just seen the attendance all over baseball just in the opening week, and I know it can be cold in some places and some people don't want to go, but it's still the beginning of the baseball season. You would think people would get excited. I gotta think, because there was an admission that ticket sales were down for the Red Sox by 6% at this time last year. Is this something that's happening all over the league? Is baseball just once again hitting a sharp decline? Because I have yet to see a baseball game on TV where it looks like they are close to capacity.
We talked about Bryce Harper was lighting it up, and he hit a rocket into the right center field bleachers, and the ball hit a section where that no one was sitting.
That apparently was in Cincinnati.
Okay, so it was in Cincinnati. So that's
There's another example. Cincinnati's apparently a great ballpark.
Wasn't attendance last year up quite a bit? Like, it was very, very solid?
I don't know. All I know is that the Red Sox, Sam Kennedy came out and said that ticket sales are down by 6%.
Yeah.
And I know that there was a little bit of a raise in price. But still, I if this is happening with the Red Sox...
Case-by-case basis, I think the Red Sox are different than a lot of other ballparks and a lot of other teams. We mentioned this before last week. The Red Sox have the biggest payroll in Major League Baseball by about $20 million this year. Even the Yankees are like $50 or $60 million behind them.
Right.
They play in the smallest ballpark. They have the most expensive beer prices, the second most expensive tickets in the league to the Cubs, who, if they aren't careful, are going to price their fans out in a couple of years. So I think it's different for the Red Sox.
Yeah, people are like,
okay, I got to spend $30 or $40 to park and walk to the ballpark. Yeah. I got to spend $100 on souvenirs, and then I got to actually go into the ballpark and spend a lot on food and a lot on beer, and it's $500-$600 night.
Yeah.
That's if you're not sitting in the bleachers, it's more. So, I mean, it's crazy.
So here's some attendance numbers for the first week. So there was a Rangers at Oakland game. Once again, the Oakland A's are nothing to, no great shakes. Most of these teams aren't any great shakes. 7,400 people. Cubs at Marlins, 10,400 people. White Sox at Blue Jays, 16,000 people. The Reds game, that was in front of 10,000 people.
Although, pretty much normal. If you go to a Red Sox game against Toronto that's like on a random weekday and not on a weekend, I mean, you can fire cannons into sections in Toronto and not hit anybody. Same thing. Cincinnati's been bad for a long time. I mean, they had a slight uptick recently, but Cincinnati fans don't go. Oakland fans never go.
The Orioles.
I remember when I was in Oakland with my wife before the kids were born, we got tickets behind home plate day of the game. I mean, that's just how it is.
Sometimes you can do that in Detroit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Orioles, 17,000 people showing up there. That's a little bit of a shock. I'd like to see, like, whether or not any of the premier teams, like, how their ticket sales are doing.
Well, the Yankees priced out a ton of people by their lower sections. They made them PSL seats, right? They might not be PSL, but they made them.
They're outrageously expensive.
Outrageously
sure
expensive. Like, it's a status thing.
That's the Francesa seats. The Francesa and Julio seats.
Francesa and Julio. Julio drives them to the game.
That's right.
He still employs Julio, by the way.
Oh, does he really? Even though he's not on the air anymore?
Right. He does. He can't get rid of Julio.
A trip to see the dog. It's serious.
By the way, he has season tickets not only to the Yankees, but to the Mets, Mike Francesa.
Huh.
And he does. He goes with Julio. Or sometimes a very, very lucky listener. Every decade or so can go sit next to the Pope.
That's been discontinued, I would imagine. You don't have to do that anymore.
Can you imagine how much money? Because I believe he buys them. I really do. I believe that he buys
tickets. He makes more than enough money to do it.
Can you imagine how much those Yankee Mets tickets are, season tickets, combined?
And then go to, like, Met games in, like, late July when they're...
Well, let's think there's a game every night.
No, of course. Nothing else you can do from April until September.
Right. You're going to a game a night.
Or you're losing money.
Right.
Yes.
And I can't imagine that it's always easy to get rid of Mets tickets. But if you're the Pope, you know, you just keep them.
Yep.
Julio, take the wheel. Here we go. Let's cruise on down. By the way, enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady and the Best Buddies Challenge June 1st and 2nd. Register today at teamtombrady.com. Will it be a sellout? It will be a sellout tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep. I want to know what Dr. Charles is up to. I want some Flavin in my life.
Sure.
Bring me some Dick Flavin.
I got to be honest with you. The Red Sox have told fans to be in their seats by 1:15.
Ooh,
for any 2:05 first pitch.
Any idea what kind of shenanigans we're going to get?
I don't know.
It's like the opera.
Yeah,
the doors are closed. You can't come in. You missed the pomp and circumstance. I'm sure they'll have the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Sure.
American League East banner.
You got to introduce both teams. I got to line up down the foul lines. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
David Ortiz will come out and
so first pitch. You got to drape. You got to drape the American flag down over the wall, you and might, then you Jim have Rice. The luminaries. The luminaries come out, preferably one from each team. Throw the first pitch.
Hey, Jim Rice comes out. It's Jim Rice. We haven't seen him in forever. Look, Tim Wakefield.
Yeah.
Where have these guys been? My goodness.
It's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Brunansky.
Mike Timlin.
You got to find a Celtic representative. Glenn, Big Baby Davis.
No, it's the first pitch. No, it's going to be, what's his name? The guy who works in the office now. Leon Poe.
Leon's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, representing the Celtics.
I think it was Leon last year. Don't laugh. It's I think Leon it was Poe. Leon last year.
They have no trophy to bring out this year.
Oh, that's true.
No, they don't.
It was a very dry year for the Boston sports fan. All right, Rich, we have the stat coming up. What are we going to talk about?
Black Panther has set another record, and there is a famous basketball player that says that LiAngelo Ball is awful and has a 10% chance of making it in the NBA.
No.
Kutcher and Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Kutcher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stat.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Kutcher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Chicken Egg Boys.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Listen, I've been a fan. I've been listening to you since the BCN days, and it's great, and I'm not going to not listen. But Wallach over-talking to you guys every time he has something to say is driving me crazy.
Wallach?
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I said every time there's a point you made.
I don't understand what your problem is. Is there a problem? I don't get it.
Bingo.
What?
All right, so he's driving you.
He's driving you crazy. We will try to. We'll try to manage this. We'll try to manage the bird man. We're talking all
Everyone's
over.
Everyone's angry at me today. I don't get it.
Well, because you posted on Twitter the most moronic thing ever. They would get Odell Beckham Jr. with those picks,
right?
That they've got. What did you say? The two first rounders and
I said, to get Baker Mayfield, the two first rounders in their top second to jump up into the top 15 to get Baker Mayfield.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, people didn't like Baker Mayfield at all.
Not like you.
No.
I just think it's just anything you would have said.
Probably true.
They probably would have disagreed with. I am thinking about tomorrow, though, and I'm wondering. So you're saying 1 o'clock is when they want people to be? It's an hour-long ceremony?
1:15, I've been told you're supposed to be in your seats, and I guess first pitch is 2:05.
Should we come up with a bingo list of things that we believe are going to make an appearance?
Well, the Boston Symphony Orchestra is definitely going to be there.
That's a layup. That's every year.
That's a layup.
The conductor was at a table right by mine. On Easter.
Oh, Keith Lockhart, the guy who came in and saw my clarinet recital. Yeah,
indeed.
Are we going to get a James Taylor appearance tomorrow? Ooh. The little ghost of Fenway?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to pull
Is
that
Neil
up.
Is Neil Diamond done touring?
No, he's
finished now?
You can't do that. Okay. Yeah, it's not him. That's too big of a name. You're going
no,
to
he's
have,
also sick.
There'll be a Tim Wakefield appearance, without a doubt.
Dropkicks, are they in?
No. This is prime Dropkicks time. They can't be.
Okay.
They're not in town.
They're still touring?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Okay, you're going to get representatives from all the teams. You're absolutely right.
Sure.
From the Celtics, since they are out of town. Leon Poe.
No, I'm
joking.
Celtic,
it's going to be.
Celtics are back in town. They're done with Toronto tonight and they fly home.
And you think they're going to bring somebody in from the Celtics?
With 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Dan says Hacksaw Johnny Gomes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
A World Series representative, right. Sure.
You he probably called the, them.
You put, of
yeah.
course. You put down the American flag over the Green Monster, and he comes out.
He's walking.
He comes out of the door.
Yeah.
He comes out of the door, and he's like, woo!
Hey, don't forget, he did color commentary for Nessun last year.
I know.
So,
he hasn't
very
left.
Good call.
He hasn't
very
left
good
yet.
Call. He's still in the booth.
Right. Yeah. He's just sleeping on the street.
Chance.
Please.
No, they draped the American flag, as you said, and he just comes bursting through the door.
Which rips his shirt off.
Threw the American flag and puts his hand up to his ear.
Hulk Hogan. I like it.
You all want some Johnny Gomes?
That's right.
I fought a lion.
Ray Bork, he will have a giant Tresca jersey on.
He'll have a top hat that says Tresca.
Falling into the trap, Rich.
So you're going to have him from the Bruins.
You can't bring out Bork.
Well, you can't bring in a current teammate.
He's just
teammate.
Around. Like, you see Bork. Right. Like, I don't go anywhere, and I see Bork least twice a month.
Fred, right, you're about, thinking too big. This isn't like a... I mean, okay, because Dan in my headphones says Paul Pierce. There's no way Paul Pierce is coming out for opening day. No way. In like 30-something
degrees.
No, his
number just got retired.
He's That's not impossible. Coming out here from Los Angeles. There's no
they
way.
Could, but they well, fly no, him on a private jet.
Is he doing, he's doing commentary, right?
They got basketball tonight. Isn't it Wednesday night ESPN?
If he's at ESPN, he's not that far away.
He's in Bristol. So he can get here.
I thought there was an L.A. Office.
Whatever. He can get here. I mean, that's not the issue.
So do you think they're going to bring out Paul Pierce? I think it's going to be very low level.
He's local?
Sure. Paul Pierce is not... Connecticut is not exactly an easy
It's
trek.
Not Siberia it's, either. It's 2 hours yeah, from
it's
here.
It's not far from here. And even if he was in L.A., I mean, you're talking about a $1 billion organization. I mean, they can get you... They can get you
Tell
where
me,
you want to go.
There's not a limo driver that you get with a two-hour trip?
No, they'll take him in like a helicopter.
Who's Whatever the case is.
Who's a local Olympian that we've already forgotten about from the Winter Olympics?
From the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, it would be someone from the Winter
Olympics. I can't name an athlete from the Olympics.
The captain from the women's U.S. Hockey team.
Oh, sure.
Duggan, I think. She was local. They'll roll
Why
her
out. There you go. Going to be wearing the gold medal.
Boy, sure. Paul Pierce, if they do that, I'll be shocked. I think you guys are thinking way too, you're shooting for
you're
the moon.
You're probably right. There's going to be some no-name Olympian, though, that comes out.
Oh, without a doubt. You're going to have that. And
I don't think I can name, for that redheaded guy, I can name
Flying
an Olympian.
Flying Tomato?
Yeah.
What about Kim? What was the name of the snowboarder? Kim, her last name's Kim.
No one help. I can't name
Chloe Kim. Chloe Kim, that's it.
All right. Well, you're better than me.
Oh, and who was the guy who was the ice skater that captured the heart of America and pissed off Johnny Weir because he's trying to take his job?
Yeah. And he got Pence all in a tizzy.
It was Pence or was it Trump? Was it Pence?
Yeah. It was Pence.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't meet with Pence. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. I forget. Adam.
No, it is Adam.
I don't know you're the right guy that is works with Zolak and Bertrand.
You don't know Tom.
That's a good point.
I thought his name was Tim today.
Adam Rippon. That's it.
Thank you.
Adam Rippon. He was one of the ones.
All right. So Dick Flavin is not going to come out.
No, Dick Flavin will be there. Without a doubt.
He wasn't there last year.
No.
Dick Flavin was not in the booth at least?
Nope.
Oh, I think you're right.
No, Dick Flavin wasn't there, much to our disappointment, because we had taped it very much looking forward to another Dick Flavin ball.
Oh, that sucks. They got to bring him back for this one. Maybe. What do you think Dick Flavin did to piss them off?
Nothing. I don't think he did anything. I think it's a matter of, I don't know how, Dick Flavin might be 150 years old. I don't know how you want to talk about getting somewhere. I don't know how you get Dick Flavin there.
That might be the upset. Right, they get Flavin out
like
there.
Like Flavin's not, I would imagine Flavin's not driving himself around.
No.
Or if he is, he's in a big Oldsmobile and you can just see the top of his head over the steering wheel.
It'd be like that scene in Ferris Bueller, you know, the guy's behind the old lady.
Yeah, it's quintessential old man in a hat, you know?
Yeah, just when you see someone going like 2 miles an hour around a turn, and you're like getting ready to scream at him, you're like, oh, the guy's 100. Let him be.
Somebody said that they have an good authority, the women's hockey team will be there. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah.
The Red Sox are so clueless, they'll bring Ray Allen to rep the Celtics. That would be pretty funny. Yeah. So it makes a good point. Ferentz is in town. Andrew Ferentz.
Yep.
So they'll probably bring him in. And from your Stanley Cup winning team.
Yeah.
They're going to bring him out there.
Wow, that's going to get the crowd in an uproar.
I mean, I like him, but that's kind
Ferentz
of like, you know.
Ferentz is a nice, very intelligent individual. But I wouldn't say he's much of a star.
I mean, people are thinking, they're giving Red Sox way too much credit here. It's like three words. Timberlake in a Poppy jersey, because I know Justin Timberlake's in town. They're not getting Justin Timberlake.
Maybe Timberlake would come out there.
No, he would not. There's no way.
He's in town. What is he, in town
tonight,
tomorrow night?
Tonight and tomorrow, two shows, I think.
If he is, I'd be impressed.
They could get Timberlake.
Yeah.
So we said, what about the mayor of Everett? What about Bird? He will be making
Bird
on the field.
Bird will be on the field.
He'll be there already.
No, Bird, in all seriousness, works security for the Red Sox.
He might be the biggest star out there.
Perhaps. To some people.
Please welcome
outside
American,
the stadium.
Please welcome American Olympian Brian Gianta. So there you go.
Well, no, he's on the road. Or else he'd be there in a jiff.
Yeah. So there you go.
So the good women's gold medal hockey team is basically what you're getting. And very disappointing. What if there's a new young buck, like a poet laureate, that comes out in a tweed jacket
Do you
with
think
patches?
Dr. Charles
slam
gets
poet?
Submissions? Do you think Dr. Charles gets submissions from young poets?
He's the new hip slam poet for Red Sox.
The Red Sox! Coming at you! How up is down?
Right. Dick Flavin sitting there just plotting his demise.
Wood on leather. Crack. Snap. Baseball. Yeah, they get one of those guys and Flavin just sitting there going, it ain't a limerick. Yeah.
I got underwear older than you, kid.
You guys, you new kids here, give me a nice limerick.
A Hymn to Larry, 2006. Clown. He simply disgusted us all by peeing his pants and unleashed a mighty blast. These things are upsetting. They leave quite a scar. Larry, you scoundrel, you sneak. Is that why, you rascal, you gave me the shaft? You're full of Larry.
Flavin's already pissed.
That was actually towards Larry Flint. Dick Flavin, the assistant editor at Hustler in the 70s. You got another one of them?
Ode to John Henry, 2005. We all have dark secrets that nobody knows. This is my confession. Are you ready? Here it goes. I've killed John Henry, the son of a bitch.
Okay, he just killed him.
What was his dark secret in real life? Because that wasn't edited.
No, he had a dark secret.
I have a dark secret I have to confess.
I don't know what it was.
I have a lady with a whip who is my mistress.
It could be.
Opening day, 2013. Baseball springs eternal. It's opening day. The feds might show up and take me away. The birds begin singing, the trees start to bloom. The setbacks will surface, the losses, the gloom. Things couldn't get much worse.
That's unfortunate.
And it goes on and on and on.
Whatever. Just like life.
Okay.
Just continues to go on and on. They won't even let me read my poem. F you, kids.
That's right, F you, kids. 2008.
I used to think Fenway was my lawn. Now scram! I want y'all gone. I'm flame.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Come out at 1:10 to watch me take a leak on the dugout.
Somebody said, you can't believe you guys forgot the New England Revolution representative of the Red Sox game. What about the Overwatch League?
Oh.
You've got to get Cyber Jeff. He's going to be there.
There's with the Overwatch League or whatever these internet leagues are. A lot of controversy if you go to Deadspin.
Yeah, apparently people saying things on the headset you're not supposed to say.
Just, okay. Very, very, very offensive stuff coming out of some of these things. All right, we will be back. We'll find out what Zoe and Bertrand have on the way.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, yes.
I know there's some people who, for some reason, think it would be exciting to have Johnny Manziel as a member of the Patriots. Now, for our job, it would be excellent, because it's definitely something that will get people talking. But Johnny Manziel is on this redemption tour, and he's talking to a lot of people. And he did an interview with Dan Patrick, and he was talking about when he first got drafted. And this is an actual quote from Johnny Manziel. He said, quote, "If Cleveland did any of their homework, they would have known I wasn't a guy who came in every day and watched film. I wasn't a guy who really knew the X's and O's of football." That's an actual quote from him.
That's great. So, now he's saying that he is?
Well, it sounds like this is a I'm a completely changed man type of thing. But just straight up saying, you know, hey, you know that team that gave me a chance? Yeah, they neglected to do their homework.
Maybe if he wears platform shoes and extends his hands by about 10 inches, he can play in the NFL.
That's pretty great. Hey, come sign me. Listen, they should have known better. I don't watch film. I don't know the X's and O's of football.
If they didn't give Marinovich another shot, why would I give Manziel? I mean, Manziel was a wild card to begin with, and not even his off-the-field stuff, just what he was able to do on the field. But I don't, you know, he's probably got everything cleaned up and good for him, but just physically, I don't know if I'd want to take a chance with him. A short little guy running around. Does that even play in the NFL right now? Can you be that guy? Just a little guy running around? He's like an option quarterback.
I mean, what's your opinion of
quarterbacks that run around like Russell Wilson?
I was about to say,
example.
What do you think of Russell Wilson?
I think that Russell Wilson is more of a pocket passer than Manziel. Manziel freestyled on every play. when he was in college. I don't know what Russell Wilson did at Wisconsin.
Well, obviously he did because he wasn't watching film and he didn't know his X's and O's. But so that's why you freestyle on every single play.
What are you doing, Hardy? You, what's going on?
Jamelli said you want to do the crossover, and I said yes.
Okay.
Are you hosting, or are you...
Nope. It'll be Zone Beetle, but...
Okay. So, Rich, when you were gone, Hardy was calling into question why I have a board.
He didn't need it.
Well, he runs the sound over here.
Don't need a board to run that sound.
Sure you do.
Yes, I do.
No, you do. That, you could have that tied into the main board, and you could just use that to...
Then how would I bring the sounds up and down?
You wouldn't. The person running the show that runs every other show would bring.
When Rich runs beds and runs clips, who's going to massage?
Fred does that. The producer, the guy's running the board, the main board for the show.
If I want to listen to something in Cuke when I pull something back on Vox Pro, how am I going to do that?
Well, that's my name's Paul, and that's between y'all. Now you're talking above my pay grade.
Also, Fred likes to play clips as well while I'm playing clips.
You can play clips without having a board.
How?
And what do you need to listen to in Cuke?
I just the other day had to listen to something cute.
If I've
played something from Vox Pro and I want to go back and find like the middle of it where we do a hysterical Eddie Money bit that no one's ever heard before, and we go back and I play the like halfway through
okay.
it.
Yeah, I actually use that not to get too inside, but I use another program and I'll just throw markers down.
He also likes to control the microphones.
You literally throw a marker down while you're doing it live with your mouse or with your keyboard.
He likes to control the microphones too.
It's a control thing, which he admitted to.
Which
we're past this. I said it's a bit of a control thing. And you said yes.
I said, but if you told Rich to not have me run the board, he would tell you to get out of here.
Yeah, I need him to do that. Fred and I have worked together long enough where I know exactly what the levels and things like that is. I need him to do it. On top of that, it is funny whenever Nick comes in here or Bird and starts running his mouth and Fred just cuts his mic off.
Yeah, I gotta have that ability.
You have to have that.
You two work this out on your own. I need to ask Rich something important.
Sure. Okay.
Pacific Rim 2 Uprising, right?
Yep.
Which I saw the original with Fred, by the way.
I did not enjoy it.
You did not. I did.
See, I like Guillermo del Toro.
I understand.
I thought it was fine.
I understand the camp kitsch factor of
yes.
it all. The second one.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid it will not be in theaters by the time I get around to seeing it, which is supposed to be school vacation week.
Oh,
so I want to ask Rich, because he knows more about movies and you know, and how long they stay in theaters more than anyone else.
Okay.
Will Pacific Rim Uprising be in theaters?
When?
The week of 16th, Marathon
right?
Week, the
16th. 16th, right? Here's why I will say no, is because Rampage is coming out, and that's another big action movie that is going to wipe that film out of the theaters. Also, there's already another action movie that's wiping it out already, that Ready Player One. So if you have the same type of movie and the same type of audience, that one's going to drop. Right. They're going to kick it out. And when does Infinity War come out? That's the end of this month, right? So if for some reason you can't get to see that movie the vacation week and you want to see it the next one, you're effed. It's definitely, by the time Infinity War comes out, Pacific Rim is a memory.
Is Pacific Rim a comic book?
No, it's like I don't know if it was a comic book, but I know that it's just robots versus monsters.
Because if there's is that the one with Charlie Day?
Yes.
All right. Because if it's a comic book, then you got it made in the shade. Because those nerds will go out 55 times.
But, yes, it will get washed out of the theater.
So you're saying I better see it within the next week or so?
You better see it now.
You could wait a month and watch it on the right there in the home television.
No, come on. Don't you remember how good it was on the big screen, the original?
First of all, that's not much of a big screen. And second, it's like basically a screen you could probably get in your house now.
That was an odd theater.
But they served booze.
They did.
You know what you got to see? You know what I'm looking forward to? That new A Quiet Place movie. The one with the guy from The Office, John Krasinski. Have you heard about this?
Supposed to be very scary.
Trapped in the woods. And there's something that's stalking them. And they can't make a sound. And if they do, this thing comes after him to murder them. So they have to shh.
It's an owl.
He'll always be Jim Halpert.
Yep.
Okay.
Jim, he went to Bowen. He grew up.
Kids all ripped up. See how cut up he is now? He's like,
really?
I love The Office.
Like a body model.
I hate Jim and Pam.
Yep.
The Jim and Pam stuff in The Office is the worst part of that
show. There's no sex appeal about Pam.
I found her good looking.
Jim plays a great aw-shucks character. I like
Jim and Dwight, like their dynamic.
Yep. Yes.
I'm fine with that. Anything Jim and Pam, I'm out on.
Never been a Pam fan.
The first couple of seasons, like the sly looks that they give each other, Jim and Pam, like the mugging for the camera, because I've been watching The Office because now it's on Comedy Central.
That's all I watch every night.
Yep.
That's all I sit there and
do. You should watch Games.
I did watch Games last night.
That would be better.
Yeah, how'd you think
for the show?
Just checked in, just like, you know what? We'll just punch our card tonight. Well, we don't feel like playing
in
tonight.
In fairness, if you're not...
That's a fun 1-0 game. 1-1 game, yeah. Woo!
If you're... Wow! I mean, how can you get through the game without the analysis of Dale Arnold?
It's a nice double play Martinez set into. Runners in scoring position. That was fun.
I don't even remember that the Red Sox...
Did you watch a game, a-hole?
I watched three games last night.
Yeah, did you? Did you have fun?
Yeah.
So anyway, I watched The Office, too.
How much better did you feel after you watched The Office?
It's on all day. It rules.
Best episode of The Office. Best episode.
The best episode was the Michael Scott Paper Company because they did...
That was on yesterday.
Because they did the CPR training upstairs.
That was very good.
And then Michael Scott's trying to pump him and get a good dude to the Bee Gees. Staying alive.
Prison Mike's great. Or the 5K.
The 5K's good. The Dundies.
When he eats all the pasta.
Prison Mike's pretty good.
The Dundies is great.
The Dundies Prison and the Mike. Healthcare one where they had to all say what was ailing them.
Hysterectomy.
What about the one where they bring the two Asian girls back?
Yes, that was a Christmas party.
Oh, my God. They went to Benihana.
Yeah, that's
you know what I like is when Michael will kind of like, you know, admit, and this was the great thing about that character. He knew he was dumb sometimes when he said, I couldn't tell which one was mine. I put a mark on her arm.
Oh, I know. He's talking to Jim. That's
right. Yeah, it's like, you know, he realizes his buffoonery from time
to
time.
But there is. I wonder if you could put some of those episodes still in prime time. Like the Seinfeld was talking about how you could never do the cigar store Indian one again.
Yeah.
With all that.
Right.
Like you couldn't be able to put that in prime time.
Oh, the Diversity Day episode. In the first season.
Yeah.
That one was, woo. I remember seeing that on TV and even then going, whoa.
But you used to be able to do stuff like that.
Well, I mean, of course.
Have you seen the Gary Shandling documentary?
I saw the first part.
So I watched the first one and then I went down the Larry Sanders wormhole and watched like 7 episodes. It's so good.
I still think the episode that they did a parody of The Natural. Did you ever see that one? But it was all ping pong for Larry Sanders. No. Oh, it's the best.
There's like 6 seasons of it. I don't remember it being that long.
Oh, you know what? It's a good one, too, at the start. Haku, 2004 internet phase. Haku.
Parkour.
Oh, yeah. Parkour.
Zoe's doing parkour.
Zoe's running around the studio.
Oh, jeez.
Jumping off the wall.
No, you're going to break the set.
Good.
That's right. Our cool 1990s hip-hop video set that we have here.
Feel free. Great. Knock it all down.
That was fantastic.
All right, everyone, we're running very late.
Let's kick that window off.
Good.
Parkour.
Good. Kick it all down.
Parkour.
Ah! Break it all. All right. Not one of those cameras, though. They'll probably sue you.
Yeah,
all right, that'll do it for us. Enjoy Zoe and Bertrand. Bye.